We're doing the Chaye Adam. We're up to the third chapter. Klal Gimel. Din Tarat Haguf Malbush Umakom Mikol Dvar Tinuch. The laws of how pure the body has to be, the clothing, and the place from anything filthy. Ktiv, the verse says, Baruchin Nafshi Hashem Echol Kavai Shem Kadsho. My soul blesses Hashem, and all my innards bless His holy name. And being that a person has to bless Hashem with all of himself, not just his mouth, really his whole body is blessing Hashem. One may not make a blessing till he cleanses his innards from feces, and if he needs to relieve himself of the waters of the feet, he should relieve himself of that, because we say the whole body is part of this process. So when a person can, he should relieve himself before he makes a blessing. And therefore a person should check himself to ensure that he doesn't have to relieve himself of the bigger things. And if there's no one around, he could even use the street. People used to relieve themselves anywhere. But don't relieve yourself in front of a Gentile, because they're not going to understand why you suddenly have to relieve yourself in this public place. So here again, we have to remember how they were living. Bad feces everywhere. I mean, they had their outhouses, but when you had to go, you went wherever you could go.
So that means today it's no social norm, but still people doing it, so it's still okay, because it's written like that.
I don't know if today, if a person has to go to the bathroom, he could go in the middle of the street, let him go to the bushes. Mm-hmm. Why does he have to be where everyone else could see him? No?
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a social norm today, not to do it.
Right.
But
I don't know. I go many places and I see people standing on the side, and it's very obvious what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay or not?
I don't think it's okay, because they're not considered the upper class of society. They're considered I think that a person should do it modestly today. Mm-hmm. Now, Chazal tell us that if a person holds himself back from letting go the water of the feet, so then that could cause him to become a eunuch, but he won't be able to have children. So that, he says, like Talacha says, aval ashtin mutar, but to relieve oneself of the fluids, one may do afilu b'fnei isha. Even if a woman's present, imen lo makom, if he's got nowhere to go, he should make sure to relieve himself, because it's a danger. Today we don't know what he's talking about. I mean, it's not healthy, but I've never heard of anyone becoming a eunuch. Did you?
No.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't know. But the idea is don't hold yourself back.
I heard cases of people had started to get problems afterwards with the muscles and whatever, that they damaged them. Yeah.
Okay.
But so there's still no connection with.
With that? Okay. I don't know.
No, that's known. People who are. That's things we know today, but there's no connection to what you said before, getting being unique.
Okay, a person shouldn't hold himself back. I mean, we're going to learn that Chazal said, the verse says, "V'lot shaketzut nafshotechem." Don't do disgraceful things with your soul. So that encompasses things that are disgraceful, such as you take your son's potty, you wash it out, and you put cereal and milk inside. You say, I cleaned it out. What do you want? It's clean. That's lot shaketzut nafshotechem. Don't do things that are disgraceful. There are all kinds of things like that. So Chazal said, a person who has to go to the bathroom and he holds himself back is also lot shaketzut nafshotechem. We rule that it's rabbinic, meaning lot shaketzut nafshotechem is a biblical commandment. For a person to take his son's potty, wipe it out, and then have a bowl of cereal in it, that might be the biblical prohibition. But to hold himself back from going to the bathroom, there it's more rabbinic. So if he really has to hold himself back, he could. But it's not recommended. So he says, for gdolim, if there's no one around, then he could go in the public place. For ktanim, that he should relieve himself right away. He shouldn't hold himself back too much, because who knows what can happen to him. So if he has nowhere to go, he could do it even in a public place, because he has no choice. When a person enters the Beit HaKiseh, he should be modest, according to one opinion in the Talmud. What's called the tzanua, someone who's tzanua, even in the Beit HaKiseh where no one sees him. Beit HaKiseh is the bathroom. Velo yidaber sham, a person shouldn't talk in the bathroom. Velo ilchu shnayim biyachad, two don't go to the bathroom together. That's when they had a public bathroom. V'yisgor adelet, and close the door. So when a person goes to the bathroom, he ideally shouldn't talk. It's not a prohibition, it's an act of modesty that a person doesn't talk when he's in the bathroom. And if a person is relieving himself in the field, he shouldn't relieve himself in the same direction that he davens. So his front and back shouldn't be in the direction of Jerusalem, in the direction of the temple. We say the front and back should be to the north or to the south. If you're out in the field, if you're in a bathroom, it doesn't matter.
The direction that matters.
Right.
This is wrong for every place.
Okay, ולא יגלה עצמו יותר רק מה שצריך בשביל שלא יתנף הבגדים, and he should relieve himself as much as he needs to ensure that he doesn't get dirty, but not as completely. ולא ידחוק עצמו יותר מדי, and he shouldn't push himself too much, שבא לידי סכנה וחולי, that leads a person to illness and endangers him. רחמנא ליצלן, may the merciful one save us from that. ויבדוק עצמו היטב, and a person should check himself well whether he's finished. ולא אומר לצאת כמו שעושים המון העם, and he shouldn't be quick to come out of the bathroom like the masses do. אלא ישה שם עד שירגיש בעצמו שאינו צריך עוד, but rather he should pause in the bathroom till he feels like he doesn't need anymore.